The fate of Trinity Western University's controversial law school is in the balance today. It's in the hands of the BC Law Society. Earlier this year, the Society's benchers decided to allow graduates from the school to practice law here in British Columbia. But then, thousands of BC lawyers voted to reverse that decision, citing concerns about the school's stance against gay relationships. Now, today, benchers will decide whether they agree with their members or will maintain their approval of TWU. We're joined in the studio by the man who spearheaded that campaign to deny the school's accreditation, Michael Mulligan, who's a criminal lawyer from Victoria, who's traveled to Vancouver to observe today's vote, and he's here with us in Studio 10. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's just go through the basics. What will the benchers be voting on today?
The benchers have three resolutions they are considering today. The first one is pretty straightforward. It would be a resolution to implement what the members asked them to do and deny approval to Trinity Western as a result of its discriminatory practices.
In other words, they would not accredit the school.
That is correct. The other two resolutions are efforts to, in my view, sort of obfuscate and not take responsibility for this matter. One of them would be to conduct their own plebiscite of members, mail out ballots and ask people again.
Didn't we just sort of do that?
We did, and the resolution was passed overwhelmingly by 77% in the largest meeting of lawyers in the history of the province. That would have some attraction potentially to them by permitting them to deny responsibility for making the decision. So that's for consideration. And the third motion that they're going to consider is a motion to do nothing, wait, and see what trial courts in other provinces choose to do with the matter.
What's the difference between a plebiscite and a referendum, having the membership vote again?
Well, the proposal would be to mail out ballots to everyone and ask them to send in their opinion about what ought to happen. In my judgment, it makes no sense.
Would they have to have a certain percentage of all lawyers in BC take part in this? Or?
Well, that one they're sort of making up as they go along. There's not actually any statutory basis for them doing this. They'd proposed a scheme which would be roughly akin to this other part of the act, but they're just making that up as they go.
And why wait for the courts to decide? Doesn't that leave the whole thing in limbo until a court renders some sort of a decision here?
It does. In addition to leaving it in limbo, waiting to see what a single trial court does in some other province on an issue which is likely to go to that Court of Appeal and ultimately to the Supreme Court of Canada, in my view, answers nothing. It would be an opportunity for the benchers to avoid and delay making a decision. That's really what that amounts to.
And the third option, if they decide to stick to their original vote, then what? Is that it? Is it over? It's done?
Well, there are two possible things. There is a mechanism to have a binding vote of the members 1 year after the resolution was passed at the special general meeting. Or, of course, the benchers are elected. They're elected by the people who voted 77% in favor of reversing their decision. They will be up for election next year. So it may be that if the benchers remain so seriously out of step with the views of the membership on an important issue of principle like this one, we wind up with a different group of benchers a year from now.
Exactly why are you opposed to this? Put it on the record again. Why do you not want this school accredited?
In my view, this is an important issue of principle for the Law Society. The Law Society has a duty under the Legal Profession Act to do things including upholding the rights and freedoms of all persons in British Columbia, to maintain the honor of the legal profession. And by granting positive approval to a university which has a core principle of discrimination, in my view, is contrary to the interests of the Law Society and brings us all into disrepute.
But cannot a private institution have its own set of rules?
Yes, they're free to have their own set of rules. But if those rules include disciplining and expelling people on a discriminatory basis.
Have they ever expelled anybody, though?
My understanding is yes. I only get the information anecdotally. As you might imagine, the individual student who's been expelled because of being involved in a same-sex relationship may not be keen to be on the radio talking about that.
But we have spoken, Michael, to students of the TWU student body who are gay, and they say it's fine. Are you questioning the quality of students they'll graduate? Will they not be fully learned in the law according to the curriculum set down by the BC Law Society?
They may be. And the university is desperate to try and characterize this as an issue of, you know, our students being denied entry because of their belief system. And that's simply not so. It's like if there was a proposal to set up a white, male-only law school. And the proponents of that idea said, look, each white male graduate will be well qualified. They'll have taken contracts and torts and all the core courses. So what's the problem there? The problem is that the school is coming to us, the Law Society, asking for our positive approval of this school. And approving a school which would have those sort of objectionable values would be a discredit to the Law Society. It's not enough to say that each white male who comes out might have taken all the courses. That may well be so. But we have a broader mandate than that. And our mandate includes an assessment of whether granting our approval to that sort of institution would be in accordance with our statutory duties.
The people at Trinity Western University say this decision is about human rights and freedoms. We spoke with Guy Saffold, who is a special assistant to the president of Trinity Western.
We have a belief in marriage, and so we have a difference of view from some communities on marriage. Same-sex marriage is legal in Canada. The belief we have is also blessed under the law. So we're hoping that that ability to hold to our belief will be sustained.
So what do you say to that, Michael Mulligan?
People are free to believe whatever they wish. We have no concern with the religious beliefs of the students or faculty.
Apparently they're not, though. Apparently they're not. According to you and the bench or the Law Society, they're not free to believe whatever they wish.
They can believe whatever they wish, but when they try to, it's like one of the people at the special general meeting said this, your right to swing your arm around ends with my nose. They're free to believe what they want, but when they set policies to expel and discipline other people who believe other things, that's where they may wind up not receiving the discretionary approval of others. They're free to do what they want on their own, but when they come to us and say, this is our policy, it's objectionable and odious, they may have the right to do it, but we equally have the right to say, no, we're not going to grant our approval to you.
So, in other words, you won't let them into your association, your club?
Well, that's interesting as well, because it's not a decision about the admission of a particular student. The question at this point is whether we are going to grant our approval to the university. Even if we don't approve the university, for example, Harvard is not approved by the Law Society of British Columbia, a student is free to go there, get a degree, and they can apply for membership here. They'll be assessed on their own merits, and they may well be admitted. We're not making a decision about the admission of a particular student, and we are not concerned with the religious views of a student. The question now is, do we grant general approval to an institution that wishes to conduct itself in a discriminatory fashion?
Michael, with all due respect, this has pitted lawyer against lawyer. It's pitted province against province because a similar vote is going on in New Brunswick today. To what extent is this challenging our very understanding of rights and freedoms in this country?
Yeah, well, it is an important issue, right? It's an important issue for the future of the legal profession. And it's interesting to see the disconnect. The same thing happened in New Brunswick, as you just mentioned. The benchers there decided to approve the school. The members there, like the members here, found that to be an objectionable decision. They passed a resolution telling them to reverse themselves. So you have the interesting division here appears to be between the benchers and the membership. There's just a serious, it appears, disconnect between the views of those groups.
Michael Mulligan, thank you so much. It's going to be fascinating to see what happens today.
Thank you.
Michael Mulligan, a criminal lawyer who is spearheading the campaign to deny accreditation to Trinity Western University's law school. We did invite the folks at Trinity Western to take part in this conversation. They declined, and we were requesting an interview with the president of the BC Law Society, but they declined. She's not available today, but we're planning to follow up with Jan Lindsay after the vote. So what do you think about this? You can let us know on TalkBack at 604-662-6690 or message us on Twitter at CBC Early Edition or email us early@cbc.ca. Here's Amy.